We're going to turn now to the ongoing repercussions of the presidential election. As you know, it has prompted discontent within Fianna Fáil with rumblings of a vote of no confidence in Micheál Martin. The Taoiseach has been speaking about the reported threat to his leadership, insisting that he didn't put pressure on the parliamentary party to select Jim Gavin. However, speaking this morning to Claire Byrne, he said he fully appreciates the devastation and disappointment within Fianna Fáil.
You know, it didn't work out, no question. And I take responsibility for that.
But you can see how people would say you have a top-down style management, because we don't know who made this decision with you to back Jim Gavin.
Well, sorry, the parliamentary party decided ultimately when Jim Gavin came forward and was put forward and recommended. But I don't have a top-down approach and I would reject that.
But you have a lot of power because he was chosen because you recommended him.
Well he was, and he chosen members made their assessment. I mean, quite a number of members didn't accept, you know, took a different view, and that was their entitlement. I have no issue with that.
Let's talk now to Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff, who joins us from Leinster House. Fiacra, Micheál Martin there defending the decision to pick Jim Gavin, but there was also some contrition and perhaps a suggestion that Billy Kelleher might have been a better candidate after all.
I think that's a fair analysis, Rachel. So the Taoiseach, as I said, he was on RTÉ this morning with Claire Byrne, addressing both the presidential issues and also those well-aired concerns within his party about his own leadership. Now, he firstly again defended the nomination of Jim Gavin as the presidential candidate for Fianna Fáil, saying, look, he got it wrong in that instance, and that in hindsight, as I said, Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil's MEP, could have been a better candidate for the party. He was also somewhat contrite and saying in the future councillors could have a role in Fianna Fáil in deciding who should be nominated as a future presidential candidate for Fianna Fáil in future elections. But that, though, is largely where the concessions from Micheál Martin ended today, and that's going to have irked some, if not all, of his critics within his party. One of the main areas, of course, where that point may come up is that Micheál Martin, as we heard, pushed back against one of those big bones of contention from backbench TDs, that basically they were forced into supporting Jim Gavin. And of course, that claim from some TDs, including from James O'Connor, that Micheál Martin's style of leadership is being a top-down leader and a Louis XIV figure.
Claire also asked Micheál Martin about the no-confidence rumours. Let's give a listen.
I'm not a top-down person.
Louis XIV is what James O'Connor
Look, I've made the point. I don't think James should have made that comment. I don't think it reflects Micheál Martin. It doesn't reflect me as a person. Those kind of hurtful comments are unacceptable in my view. I'm not that kind of person. And I've always engaged. I'm a phone call away from any TD or senator.
A bit of a slap down there for Fianna Fáil TD James O'Connor. Fiacra, what's the reaction been from Fianna Fáil members since that interview?
Well, since that interview, there has been a mixed reaction, really. So some Fianna Fáil supporters of Micheál Martin have said, look, he performed excellently in their view, and said that, look, he staved off this, as one described, as a revolt that wasn't a revolt that basically didn't happen, like many others that have happened against Micheál Martin. Others have said that, look, this is more of the same that we've heard in the past couple of weeks from Micheál Martin, that basically, he's standing... he might be changing his tone, but he's standing where he was a couple of weeks ago on these issues. And then some of the dissenters within the party are saying, well, they're still concerned about Micheál Martin's approach to their concerns. They don't feel there's enough contrition as yet. And they said, look, we're going to wait until after the presidential review in Fianna Fáil ends in 2 weeks' time before deciding what they might do next, and before deciding whether they're going to push ahead with that potential and long-rumoured no-confidence motion in Micheál Martin. Now, Micheál Martin did address that no confidence motion rumour when he was speaking with Claire Byrne. He said, look, he's faced down many revolts in his 14 years as leader, and he survived all of them to date. And he also said that's mainly due to his track record so far, and listed out a number of things, including Brexit, including his leadership during COVID-19. Now, whether that's enough to get him over the line this time, it remains an open question.
Fiacra, thank you. Fiacra O'Kiona there of our political staff.